Good morning, I'm Lynn Scherr, and oh, the lure of plastic and the vicious cycle of credit card debt, one of the factors in the economic collapse. But today, guess what? Consumers are decreasing their debt at record levels. In July, Americans paid off $21.6 billion in credit card and other consumer loans. That is the most since 1943, when the Federal Reserve started keeping track. So, do Americans have a new attitude about spending money they don't have? Louise Story, a finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, is with us now. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
This is huge, right?
It could be. I mean, if people are going to stick to spending only money they have and not money that they've borrowed, it could really rewrite the rules of our entire economy. It could move us back into a place like where we were after the Great Depression because, you know, people for years have been buying things with borrowed money.
And remind me, just quick history lesson, after the Depression, people didn't spend money for a while, and then they quickly started spending it again.
Right, but it really took, you know, a couple decades before people spent as much. And, you know, there's two factors here. It's people pulling back, but it's also that it's harder to get credit. You know, in the big housing bubble, people could take money out of their house left and right through home equity loans. And I've interviewed a number of people who got into trouble with home equity loans because what they did is they took out these lines of credit to pay off credit card bills so that they can then borrow more on their credit card. And now, you know, if you got credit card debt, you can't take money out of your house to pay it off. So you might just pay it off the old-fashioned way.
So they used to be borrowing from themselves, basically, when they had nothing to start off with. Okay, what does this mean for the economy? If people are not spending money they don't have, how does the economy grow?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, you might say it's good people aren't spending money they don't have, but for the economy to grow, people have to spend and companies have to spend, and consumer and company spending goes hand in hand, right? Because if companies think that no one's going to come into their shop and buy clothes, they're not going to staff it with as many people. And if they think people aren't going to buy cars, they're not going to produce more cars. And so it goes hand in hand with everything in the economy, with jobs. We look at what we're going to spend, and that's where we staff up for.
Speaking of the economy and jumpstarting it, the White House releases new numbers today on how many jobs this stimulus money has created. Quickly, what are you looking for there?
Well, they put out expectations in February. They said within a couple of years there would be 3 to 4 million jobs. So we've got to see how close to that are we. Of course, what's impossible to know is where would we have been without this stimulus? I mean, you can't do counterfactuals. But, you know, if you kind of read the politics behind this, part of what's going on here is we're looking for what have they created for the regular person. When they announced this in February, Larry Summers, an economic advisor to the president, said this program was meant to help the people who hurt the most by this crisis, which said to me, kind of AKA, help people other than the bankers, because Americans want to see a difference for them.
Okay, we're going to be looking for those job numbers a little bit later. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks.